Okay, we're starting here on the Mishnah on the bottom of Yudalad Mibet. The Mishnah is continuing what we've done in the other Mishnayot beforehand, which is, how can you have an instance or a circumstance where a single biyah will result in multiple hataot? So the next one that the Mishnah brings up is a ba al chamuto. Someone who has biyah with his chamuto, with his mother-in-law. And then they're going to end up chayvela mishum. Now you're going to have the resultant isurim that could be involved here is chamuto, his mother-in-law, kalato, his daughter-in-law, eshet achiv, his brother's wife, eshet achay aviv, his uncle's wife, vachot ishto, his wife's sister, veeshet ish, a married woman, v'nida. So here you're going to have seven chataot that are the result of this problematic marriage. So if we start out with the case here, the case is where you have Lavan, who is the father of Leah, who is Baal Bito, sleeps with his daughter Leah, and between them they produce a daughter Rachel. That daughter Rachel then marries Yaakov. Yaakov, from another wife, Bilhah, has two children, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven then marries Leah. Now, they're not related in any way, so therefore Reuven can marry Leah, Leah being the daughter of Lavan, who is the mother of Rachel. So at this point in time, once we start out, this Leah was right away, when Yaakov married Rachel, his mother-in-law, as well as Achot Ishto, his wife's sister. They are sisters through their father Lavan. They share a common father Lavan. She's also her mother-in-law, because Leah is Rachel's mother. Oh, and the charts were on page 7. Then, when Reuven goes ahead and marries Leah, in addition to those two Isurim of Chamuto and Achot Ishto, there he adds on the additional Isur of Kaloto, his daughter-in-law. Because Reuven, his son, now is married to this woman, and therefore you have also daughter-in-law. And again, we're going to have either Isur Bevat Achat or Isur Mosif to create these Isurim here. So in terms of Chamuto and Achot Ishto, they came simultaneously. So therefore, they are Isur Chal Isur. Reuven, when he marries Leah, creates Kalato, and that's an Isur Mosif, because Migo, Ditosif, Isur, the Gabe Achei Reuven, just like the brothers of Reuven are now Asur, Shimon, his brother, is now Asur and Leah, so too, Itosif, Isur, the Gabe Didei, for Yaakov, now that additional Isur comes about. Then, Reuven either passes away or divorces Leah, and then Leah goes ahead and marries Esav. Esav, the brother of Yaakov. That makes her into Eshet Esav Ach Yaakov, Eshet Achiv. And in being Eshet Achiv, now, it's an Isur Mosif, because the other brothers of Esav, like Yakshan here, are going to become Asur because of Esav's marriage to Leah. And by doing so, they also become Asur to Yaakov. So now I've added the additional Isur of Eshet Achiv. If you move on to page 8. On page 8, you can see that Esav either dies or divorces her, and then Leah marries Yishmael. Yishmael is Yaakov's uncle. His father Yitzchak had a brother Yishmael, and Yishmael marries Leah. So that makes her Eshet Achei Aviv, his uncle's wife. And again, there's a Migo. Migo that the other brothers are now Asur, like Zimran, are Asur in Leah. So that Migo tells you that Yaakov is also Asur in Eshet Achei Aviv. And then Eshet Ish, which is Ba Bevat Achat, the Isur of Eshet Ish, as well as the Isur of Eshet Achei Aviv, come simultaneously. And Eshet Ish is again Isur Mosif, because now she's Asur of Bealma. She's Asur to everyone. Being Asur to everyone, she also becomes Asur to Yaakov. In addition to that, Leah happens to be a Nida at that time. And since Leah is a Nida at that time, when Yaakov then sleeps with Chamuto, his mother-in-law Leah, he ends up being in violation of seven Chataot. First one is Chamuto, his mother-in-law, because she is Rachel's mother, and Rachel is Yaakov's wife. Achot Ishto, she is Rachel's sister, because they share a common father, Lavan. He's in violation of Kalato, because she was Leah once married to his son, Reuven. Eshet Achiv, because she was once married to his brother, Esav. Eshet Achei Aviv, because she was once married to Ishmael, his father's brother, his uncle. Eshet Ish, because she's a married woman. And Nida, because she's now Pirsanida, now she has her menstruation, and therefore he is in violation of seven chantaot when he sleeps with his chamuto, with his mother-in-law. And the Mishnah continues then and says, V'cheina baal im chamiv, val im chamuto. The same is true with regards to his mother of his mother-in-law and the mother of his father-in-law. V'cheina baal im chamuto. Over here, im chamuto is the same structure which he just did with chamuto, except here, instead of Rachel being the product of a illicit relationship between Lavan and his daughter Leah, rather, it's an illicit relationship between Lavan and his granddaughter Dinah. Lavan has a daughter Leah, who has a daughter Dinah, and then Lavan sleeps with Dinah and produces Rachel. And through that, you end up with the same structure as we had by chamuto, just doing it with im chamuto. And then, v'chein, abal im chamiv, moved to im chamiv, it's the exact same structure again, except here, instead of it being Dinah as the granddaughter, Dinah is actually the grandmother. Dinah has a daughter named Leah. Leah has a son named Lavan. Lavan is Dinah's grandson. And therefore, the illicit relationship between Lavan, the grandson, and the grandmother, Dinah, produces Rachel. And then you'll have a situation where it's Eim Chamiv instead of Eim Chamuto, or instead of Chamuto, and you'll end up the seven same Isurim as we had before. By Eim Chamuto is a case where Lavan, instead of sleeping with Leah, his daughter, ends up sleeping with Leah's daughter, his granddaughter. And then, the product of that marriage, Yaakov marries. And then you'll have the same scenario again, because Yaakov is marrying this woman, problem of Eim Chamuto. And then, the case of Eim Chamiv, case where a grandson sleeps with his grandmother, and then the offspring that is produced ends up marrying Yaakov. And in that case, you'll end up with the Isurim of Eim Chamiv instead of Chamuto. Again, it'll be the same scenario, just changing the beginning part of the scenario with regards to who Yaakov marries and which is the illicit relationship. Then Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer, Habal chamuto, chayav la mishum chamuto, ve'im chamuto, ve'im chamiv. The case where, for instance, Nachor and Milcah have three children, Lavan, Chava, and Rivka. Yitzchak goes ahead and marries Rivka, their daughter. In addition to marrying Rivka, their daughter, he also marries Chava's daughter, Leah, and Lavan's daughter, Rachel. So he's married to Rivka, the daughter of Nahor and Milcah, and to their granddaughters, Leah and Rachel. Their other two children are his mother-in-law and his father-in-law. Therefore, if Yitzchak sleeps with Milcah, then Milcah is Chamuto, his mother-in-law, through his wife Rivka. It's also the mother of his mother-in-law through Leah. He's married Leah. His mother-in-law is Chava, the daughter of Nahor and Milcah, and therefore Milcah is the mother of his mother-in-law. In addition, Yitzchak's married to Rachel, whose father is Lavan. So Lavan is his father-in-law. And Lavan is the son of Nahor and Milcah. So Milcah is the mother of his father-in-law. And that's how you have an instance where you have Chamuto, Ve'im Chamuto, and Eim Chamiv all together. If he sleeps with a woman who is his Chamuto, is his mother-in-law, as well as his mother of his mother-in-law, as well as the mother of his father-in-law. So in that case, they said back to him, no, you can't be in violation of all three of them because they all are the same violation. Shloshtam shem echad hu. So now, Umar says, Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Hoshaya, Yochanan ben Uri v'Sumchus amru devar echad. They said one thing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri hadamran. Rabbi Yochanan Uri is here in our case here where he says that for these violations, these three violations, you'll bring three separate chataot, even though they're written in one pasuk. And there's no really chiluch atot b'nehem, but since they are different shemot, he says that you get separate chatot for them. Sumchus, mahi, tetanan, shachata, vet bat bita, v'achakach shachatet bita. It's a case here where he shechted an animal and its granddaughter, and then after that, he goes back and shechs the daughter. The daughter sits in between, because then it's going to be otovet b'no, both for the mother, and for the granddaughter, because the daughter sits in between them, and she's both a mother and a daughter. So when shechs it, sofei get arba'im. You get one set of malkot for otoved bino. Sumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir, sofei shmunim. You get two sets of malkot. One for otoved bino, and one for bino vet oto. Because you're in both directions, there's an iser of otoved bino. Amarava, demalohi. Why do you have to say that they say the same thing? Over here, the difference is that they are called different things. They have a different violation. There's a different isur here. Demikrei chamuto, one of them is called his mother-in-law. Umikrei im chamuto, one of them is the mother of his mother-in-law. Umikrei im chamim, and one of them is the mother of his father-in-law. And those are all separate shemot in terms of violation, even though they're written in a single pasuk. Aval gabe otoved beno dukulo otoved beno mikrin. Over there, the violation, whether it's otoved beno or benova oto, they're the same violation. And therefore, maybe over there, he would say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would say that, that therefore, it does not come to be separate Yisurim. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Dilmad kam lo kamar sumchus, el gabe otoved beno. The gufim uchudakim. Over there, you have separate entities. The mother and the granddaughter are separate. The daughter, there's one shchita here of the daughter in between them, but the violation is with regards to the mother of this daughter, as well as the daughter of this daughter. And so you have gufim mukhulakim, you have separate entities of ahocha, where here the violation through beyond that involves his mother-in-law, his mother of his mother-in-law, and the mother of his father-in-law, they are not gufim mukhulakim. It's one woman who is all of these. Emak Rabbi Bo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, severely, maybe over there, he doesn't hold like this. Am Rabbo, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Sheira, Heina, Zimahi, Aktuva San, Kulan, Zimachat. Pasuk combined all of these Shemot into one Lav, into one Isur. And therefore, even though there are multiple violations, all the violations are classified as a single entity over here. And that's why Sumchus would possibly agree to the position of the Chachamim over here, and not agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So though, even though on the surface it looks like they have the same shita, which is that within a single violation, which a pasuk creates of a single violation, you have multiple manifestations, and they both say that you are chayav, multiple chataot in these cases, or multiple malkot, nevertheless, it may be that their reasons are different, and because their reasons are different, you can't say amru davar echad, that they both said the same thing. So I'm Rabbi Akiva, Sha'alti et Rabbi Gamliel, et Rabbi Yeshua, bit itlis shel im'um or im'us. Rabbi Akiva was walking along with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, and the itlis is the shuk of im'um, is the name of a place, or im'us, depending on the gears, so Rashi has a gears of im'us. Shachul ikach be'iman, the mishte b'no shel Rabbi Gamliel. They went to purchase an animal for the festivities of the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son. So the nice thing here is that even though they were osuk in preparing for the wedding, nevertheless they were still talking in Torah. And he asked them, Abal chuto, the person lives with his sister, Vela chut aviv, and his father's sister, Vela chut imo, and his mother's sister, Mao. What's the din? Chayav achat al kulan, so you chayav one for all of them because they're all called achoto, or chayav al kol achat v'achat. Or is he chayavan, each one individually? Amrlo lo shamanu. About that we did not hear anything. Alo shamanu, but we did hear Abba al hei nashav nidot. Person who sleeps with his wives, five wives, all of which are nidot, ve'elam achat, and one forgetting. Shua chayav ko achat achat. That is chayavan, each one of them. Shadvarim kal v'chomer. Over there, where it was one shame, the iser of nida, yet he is in violation five times just with the shame nida. Over here, where your case, where we're talking about achuto, achot aviv, and achot imo, which are three different shemot, that maybe over there they should be classified as, they should definitely be classified as separate isurim and should be chayav on all three. Very good. Gemara says, hey chidami, ilay mokediktani, if the case is exactly what we said, mighty baile. What's the question here? Are shemot mechulakim, vare gufim mechulakim? What is Rabbi Akiva's question? If the question here is that, left with three separate women, one of them was his sister, one of them was his father's sister, one of them was his mother's sister, it'd be obvious that you're chayav. You have shemot mechulakim, you have different isurim, and gufim mechulakim, and you have separate women. Over there, Rabbi Akiva's not going to have a shiloh on that. That's obvious. Even though, as Tosfos points out, in other places we need limudim for this, nevertheless, the Gemara feels that with shemot and gufim mechulakim, that was not the type of question that Rabbi Akiva would ask. Elohiktani. This is the question. So here the Shita mends the reading over here, and it's Abal Achoto. He sleeps with his sister, Shehi Achot Aviv, who's also his father's sister, Shehi Achot Imo, who's also his mother's sister. So Chayav Achat Okulan, or Chayav Okul Achat V'Achat. So Chayav one for all of them, or Chayav Okul Achat V'Achat. Mao. Mi Amrina, do we say Arei Shemot Mechulakim? We're dealing with different Isurim. Udilma hare ein gufin mechulakim. Or do we say no? They're gufim or not mechulakim. It's one woman. So this goes back to your question. What's the case here? So amrulo lo shemano. We didn't hear anything on this. Aval shemano abal heina shav nidot. Someone who sleeps with his five wives. Zor nidot bevat achat in one shot. Or it's really behelam achat in one forgetting. Shu shem achat. There it's one shame. Shechayav al kolchat vachat. Over there you're chayav on each one of them. Mishum nida. Must be a kavachomer. Ma bal heina shav nidot bevat achat. Or behelam achat. Shei shem achat chayav al kolchat vachat. That's one violation. Yet he's chayav on all of them. Achoto. She achot aviv. She achot imo. Shehen dimu shemo. Where there are three violations. Isn't it a kavachomer that should be chayav on each one of them individually? It's clear from the way the Gemara is reading this that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua believe that the only thing that matters is the shemot. Gufim are irrelevant, and you can see that in the Tosafot below, in Tosafot Shanim, it says, Sirele delotayo milte elo b'shemot. It's clear that Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel believe that the only violation here is the number of violations of Gufim u'chulakim have no bearing on the case over here. Now, the Ikal Mifrach, the Pircha to the Kavachomer is Gufim u'chulakim. Malei nidot she'en Gufim u'chulakim. Malei nidot, you're dealing with five different women. So how come over here? How can you compare it? Or how can you bring that over to here where we're dealing with a single woman? Al Amar Kra, Ervata Choto Gila, Chayev Al Choto, She'echot Aviv, She'echot Imo. Ervata Choto Gila, that is an extraneous pasuk. We saw this before in the Masechta. Ervata Choto is extraneous. Tosavot points out that the Choto by Karet is actually extraneous, even though the Gemara brings it from Ervata Choto Gila. Nevertheless, that extraneous pasuk tells us that each one of them is considered or classified as being separate. And therefore you will be chayav al kol achat achat, even though it's one guf. Even though they're not gufim mechulakim. So Rav Abba says, mishkachala berishia barishia. How do you have this case? How do you have a case where a person, this woman is his sister, his father's sister, and his mother's sister? Rav Abba says that we have here a rasha, that's the son of a rasha. If you look on page 14, the handouts, you can see this. You have Yaakov and Leah have a child, Reuven. Reuven then sleeps with his mother, Leah. And they produce two children, Dinah and Serach. Then Reuven, after sleeping with his mother, sleeps with his daughter as well, Dinah. And they produce a son called Chetzron. Chetzron then sleeps with Serach. And in sleeping with Serach, Serach is now all of these items. Serach is Achoto, is Chetzron's sister, because they share a common father. They are both children of Reuven. Chetzron is a child of Reuven, and so is Serach. It's Achot Aviv, it's his father's sister, because they share a common mother. Reuven's mother is Leah, and Serach's mother is Leah. That makes Reuven and Serach brother and sister. She's also, happens to be, Dinah's sister. Dinah, Chetzron's mother, Serach is also her sister. And that's because they share a common father and mother. Because Reuven and Leah are both the mother and father of Dinah, as well as the mother and father of Serach. So that turns out that this Serach is Achoto. That is also Achot Aviv, which is also Achot Imo. That's what the Gemara describes over here. Shebaal imo, this individual Reuven slept with his mother Leah, v'olid beit banot, and gave birth to two daughters, Dinah and Serach. Chazar baal achat mehem, and then he sleeps with one of them, Dinah, and produces a child, v'olid ben Chetzron, and then that Chetzron goes ahead, uva beno, that Chetzron goes and sleeps with achot imo, with his mother's sister Serach, and she is all of these manifestations then. Because she is Achot Imo, his mother's sister. She Achoto is also his sister. She Achot Aviv is also his father's sister. Tavlei Rishia, Berishia. Here you have a Rasha, the son of a Rasha, both who are sleeping with relatives that they are not supposed to sleep with, but then you end up with a single woman having all three of these Shemot. Right, Tan Rabbanan. Baaleha, v'chazar v'baaleha, v'chazar u'baaleha. So he slept with her, then slept with her again, and then slept with her again. Chayav al kol achat v'achat. It was chayav in each instance. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim amim enu chayav el achat. He's only chayav once there. Omodim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer. Ba'al hei nashav nidot, b'vat achat. He slept with his five wives that were nidot in one shot, or behelam achat. Shu chayav al kol achat v'achat. Hu'il v'hu garam lahem. Because he causes them to bring korbanot. In an instance where he is Michayev, each one of them carbonot, he'll also be Chayav. So his five wives that are Nidot, each wife that he sleeps with, she will now be obligated to bring a Korban Chatat. So too he will have to bring a Korban Chatat. On the other hand, when it comes to the case of Balev, Chazar, Balev, Chazar, Balev, Elam Achat, she, even though there were three Biot over here, she's only going to be Chayav once. She's going to only be Chayav one Chatat. And so too, over here, he will also only be Chayav one Chatat. That is the position of the Chachamim. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar believes that Balev, Chazar, Balev, Chazar, Balev, that he is Chayav in each one of those Biot. So, Amar Rav Rav Nachman, Mi Amin Hov Hu Garam Lehem, do we subscribe to this principle that if he causes Karbonot for those individuals, that he should also bring a Karbonot? V'atanya, Hu Be'elam Achat, V'hi Be'hei Elamot. If he has one forgetting and has five Biot, she realizes in between each of the Biot, and she has five Elamot. Hu Eino Chayav El Achat, he's Chayav once, V'hi Chayav Et Akol Achat Be'achat, and she's Chayav on each one. She's Chayav Et on each one of them, because she had Yediot in between. The reason is not because he causes each one of them to have a korban. Rather, it has to do with that each they're separate individuals. When it's his five wives that are nidot, even though it's shem achat shel nida, you have separate women here. You have five separate women, and therefore he's chayav five separate chatot. In the case where his balev, chazar balev, chazar balev, it's the same woman over and over again. So it's shem achat and guv achat. Over there they say only chayav once. So yibailu katzar vikatzar mali amar of Eliezer. What does Rabbi Lezer hold in a case where he was kutzer, and then he was kutzer again? As Rashi points out, it's kutzer gogret, b'shabbat, clips off a fig from the tree on Shabbat, and then he goes back and he does another tzira in one helam. What does Rabbi Eliezer hold in this case? Time at the Rabbi Lezer, what's the reason over here, by our case, hotom mishum tahava the avid tartin v'imto lahachi? Because he did two actions, and on account of this, he is Amar Chayav al Kol Achat V'Achat. Because of that, he says that you are Chayav on each one individually. And also here by Shabbat, he did two actions. So is it because the number of Ma'asim is what determines? And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says by the case where he is Ba'aleha, B'chazar Ba'aleha, B'chazar Ba'aleha, he's Chayav on each one of them because there were three separate actions. So if you did extrapolate that to Shabbat, where he takes two cuttings, two ksirot, then he'll be Chayav on each one of them. It's impossible for him to do multiple biot in a single action. So since it's impossible, because of account of that, that's why he is chayav on each biah, because each biah by definition is a separate action. But therefore, Rabbi Elazar chayev al kol achat v'achat. Therefore, he is mechayev on each one of them. Aval katzar kegrogrit. Forgot and he cut the size of a grogrit and then another size of a grogrit off. He could have cut both of them in a single action. Maybe over there you only be chayav one. My, what's the din of Rabbi Eliezer? What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Eliezer by Arayot? Because then we'll know how to apply it or extrapolate it to the din of Shabbat. I knew Taima the Rabbi Eliezer. Hatam mishum davat tarte. The reason behind Rabbi Eliezer is because he did two separate actions. Hachanami, Abba, Tarte. So too by Shabbat, he took two separate actions. Rabbi Yosef Amar, time of the Rabbi Eliezer Atam, Diev Shalot Arvan. Because he can't combine the actions. Aval Efshar Lod Arvan, Enu Chayv Alachat, only be Chayv one. So we had two tzkodim presented by Rovo, and now we have a machloket Rab and Rabbi Yosef as to which one of those reasons is actually correct. And because of that, the nafkamina will be the extrapolation to Shabbat. Rabu thinks the reason is because you did two separate actions. By Shabbat, he'll say there's two actions as well. You're chayav in each one of them. Rabbi Yosef says the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is because there you cannot combine the actions by the biot. Over here, where you can combine the actions, you'll only be chayav one. So etvei abayi the Rabu. Abayi challenges Rabu's explanation. Rabbi Eliezer mechayev avladei melachot bimkom avot. Rabbi Eliezer is mechayev on derivative melachot in the face of the avot. In the face of avot melachot. Ha'av bevat achat. Had he done two avot melachot in one shot, patur. He would have been patur. V'yamar time of the Rabbi Elazar mishum dekavat tarte. If it all about the actions, then here there are two actions. Am I patur? Why are you patur? So Mar brei de Ravano. Ano of Rab Nechumi bar Zecharia tagemino. We answer behalf of Rabba. Achum ha'eskinan. Bedelet hamudlit agabe tena. He draped the grapevine on top of the teina, katzitzan bevat achat, and then he cut them in one shot. Shumhachi mechayev Rabbi Lezer. Therefore, Rabbi Lezer is mechayev hol b'shemot mechulakim v'gufim mechulakim. Because over there, since they are shemot mechulakim, you're dealing with two different isurim. V'gufim mechulakim, and you're dealing with two different entities. Dikavata katzar v'katzar hechash meshkachala. In that case, where you did katzar and katzar, the miftar, where's the case that you'd be patur? Kugon, shekatzar, shtei grogorot, bevat achat. Cut two grogorot in one shot. Ava katzar grogorot, v'chazar katzar grogorot, chayav, just like the shita of Rava. So the answer to the question is that they come up with a case here of avot and tolodot. So you have these mudlit agave teina, you have teinim on the fig tree, and then you bring over the grapevine and put it on top of it, and then you are cutting the gefen hasaka. You're pruning the gefen tree in order to use the branches for firewood. And you also happen to cut off a teina, a fig, at the same time. So now you have zmura, zimur, and kotzer. As Rashi points out, that zmura is tolda de kotzer. So that's the case where zmura is the tolda of a kotzer. The kaimelan shabbat, zomer b'tzirich leitzim. You need vidu zmira and yitzarech leitzim, tolda de kotzer hi. So the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Medbet. It's an important Tosafot over there about this sugya. Shemochi chayev shtayim, and that's because of that he's chayev shtayim. Afa gab de bebat achat, even though it was done simultaneously. Well, over there you have shemot mechulakim, you have two different actions. One is an av, one's a tolda. You have the action of zmira, and you have the action of ktsira. And as well as gufim mechulakim, you're dealing one with the fig tree, where you're removing the fig from it, and one is the gefen, is the grapevine, where you're getting the branches from. Dekavata, gabe katsar v'katsar. Over there, if you had an equivalent case where you did ktsira and ktsira, the dekinin ha'av av patur, gon katsar shtei grugorot bevadachat. If you cut off two figs in one shot, over there, of course, you're going to be patur, because then you don't have tarte gufin. Because, first of all, you did it in one shot, and you don't have shemot mechulakim, because it's the same isur of ktsira. So there you have no shemot mechulakim, no gufin mechulakim. Of course, you're going to be patur in that case. Ah, where is the case that Rabbi Lezer would be mechayev in Shabbat? That's where he was katsar, and then chazar v'katsar, not bevatachat. He did the ktsira once, the ktsira twice, even though they weren't done simultaneously, Rabbi Lezer, even though they're the same action, because they weren't done simultaneously, you're chayav in each one of them. And that's what Rabba suggested before, that on Shabbat, Rabbi Lezer, because they're separate actions, would say you're chayav. Derech that, Mari Berei de Ravana and Rav Nechumi Bar Zachariah explained that case in Shabbat. They explained that Breita in Shabbat, and the deal got out of that Breita to accord with the position of Rabba, that he thinks that Rabbi Lezer is Michayev for separate actions, and not because of the ability to combine actions into a single entity. Okay, next Mishnah. There's going to be a series of these Mishnayot where Rabbi Akiva is asking these questions. V'od shal Rabbi Akiva, Eiver amadul delit behema. You have a limb that's hanging off a behema. It has yet to detach from the behema, but it's hanging off, and it will not grow back. Meaning it'll never regenerate, it'll never regrow with the behema, it will sever from the behema. Ma'u, what's the din? Amrulo lo shamanu. We don't know the din here, we didn't hear anything in the Mesorah from that. Aval shamanu eiver medudelet ba'adam, that if they have an eiver by an adam that's hanging off, shu tokor, that is tahor, because it has yet to detach from the adam, and therefore it's tahor. V'kach hayu mukei shchin osin biyushalayim. Those that were afflicted with shchin in Yerushalayim, which caused their evarim to sever or separate, they holeich lo every Pesach itzal rofe, and every Pesach used to go to the doctor v'chotcho, and they used to cut it off ad sheminiach bo kisseara or seora, whichever the girsa is, and they leave a little bit left over v'chotcho v'tovcho b'sira, and then they used to peg it into the ground or the wall v'nimshach imene pull away. And then he can do his Pesach, because he's not Tamei. Rofeo said Pisco. And the doctor is able to do his Pesach. And they suggest over here, Broin Anu, and we think, Shadarim Kavachomer, it's a Kavachomer from Adam to Beima. So let's understand the case here. We're talking about an individual who is Mukeshchin, and he has Evarim that are falling off. Now, in terms of Tuma, there's no problem for the Korban of Pesach, because as long as the Aver is attached to him, there's no Tuma with regards to this Aver. So why is he removing the Aver? Rashi claims of here is so that he will not be ma'us beregel. He won't be disgusting at the regel. He won't be in a position where people will not want to come near him, or he'll be coming up to the Mikdash and looking in a manner that is not appropriate to appear before Hashem. The other possibility is the Chidushei Rashash. The Rashash over here says, because it could be Chotzeitz v'tzvilato. He has to go to the mikveh. And this Aver is a Chatzitza, because it's not really, it's kind of attached to him, but not really attached to him, because it won't grow back. And therefore it becomes a Chatzitza for his tefillah for Korban HaPesach. So because of those two reasons, he wants to remove the Aver. The problem is that once the Aver severs, the Aver Menachai from an Adam has a din like Tumatamate. It's Mitame Ba'ohel. It has a full-fledged Tumatamate as if it's a cadaver, because it's a full Aver. And since it's a full Aver, once you sever it, it'll have Tumatamate. So he goes to the doctor to take it off. The problem is, if the doctor pulls it off all the way, the doctor's now going to become Tumatamate and he won't be able to do his Pesach. So what the doctor does is he cuts out the Aver and leaves it attached by a hair's breadth or by a barley kernel, and then they peg it into the wall or the ground. When they peg it into the wall or the ground, the Mukeshkin himself pulls away from it with force and it severs by itself. That way the doctor is not Tamei because he didn't sever the Aver. The Aver was severed by itself. The Mukeshkin is not Tamei because he pulled away and it severed away from him. So now they're both Tehorim, they could do their Korban HaPesach, and the Mukeshkin got rid of his Aver that he needed. That's the suggestion over here, and the suggestion is that's a Kal V'Chomer. What's the Kal V'Chomer? Rashi says the Kal V'Chomer is, if you're talking about Tumat Adam, which is, an Adam is Mitamei Michaim, he can become Tamei while he's alive, and Mitamei, he also can make himself Tamei, like a Zav and Nida, they can have admissions and make themselves Tamei. Which is not true of a Behema. A Behema, while it's alive, does not mekabel tuma, and it has no tuma that it emits that will make it Tamei. So it says, if by Adam, the din is, then an Aver Medudal does not make him Tamei, then certainly by a Behema, the same should be true, because that Kal V'Chomer. The Rashash says the Kal V'Chomer is that we're dealing with Tumah Chamura. By Adam, the Aver, once it's severed, has a din of Tumat Tameit, and is Metamei Ba'oel. Behema, once the Aver severs, is only Tamei Tumat Nivela. So that's the Kal V'Chomer over here. Now, the Gemara explains. Tanatam. We had a Mishnah over there. Homocheket Akresha. Someone who scrapes or puts pressure onto a leak, and therefore squeezes out liquid from it. Vasuche Besarob Ksuto. And someone who squeezes his hair, or his ksut, or his towel, his begadim, his clothing, or the way Rashi explains it, that he squeezes the towel that he used to dry his hair with. Now Rashi claims is that he came out of the bathhouse, and then the absorption of water from the bathhouse, he's squeezing out. Tosafot doesn't like this and says that the case here is a case where it rained, and he became wet from the rain, and now he's squeezing out the rain that's there. Because Tosafot says that if it was in the bathhouse, then you wouldn't have a question over here because the water went into him or entered him in the first place, beratzon, because he wanted it there. Now when he's squeezing it out, even though he doesn't want the water anymore, since in the beginning he wanted the water, it would be a problem of makshkim that are makshir the kabel tuma. That's why Tosafot goes to rain, which is something that he doesn't control and he doesn't want up front, and therefore it's detrimental across the board. Mashkesh b'tocho enan b'chiyutan. The water or the liquids that are inside of his clothing, his hair, or inside of this leak, don't have a din b'chiyutan. Chiyutan is the phrase that's used in the Torah, describes liquids that can be makshir the kabel tuma. So they don't have a din of makshir the kabel tuma because he doesn't want that water. Ve'yotzim mimenu harein b'chiyutan. The water that he squeezes out has a din of b'chiyutan because he wants the water to come out. Amar Shmuel, ukreisha tzma hukshira. Through the squeezing out, the leak itself becomes mukshar the kabel tuma. My taima. Bishat tishami mena hukshira. There's no way that the liquid, when it's exiting the leak, doesn't touch the leak itself. And when it's coming out, it first gathers around the leak, or it drips out of the leak. However, when you're squeezing it, the water doesn't exit in such a manner that it couldn't have touched the leak. And since it touches the leak itself, it's makshir the leak itself. So Gemara says, Vatznan, our Mishnah. Erev Pesach holech loetzel rofe, that he goes to the doctor and then he severs it. V'yamar deshat pishatan uchshar. If you see over here, in our case by the leak, then in the case where the water is exiting the item, we consider it that that item becomes mukshar the kabel tuma because the water on upon exit touches the item. Ha'ikanami also here. However, medudal b'shat pishato at the point of time when he severs from the aver adam nitmei adam, it should be mitamei the adam because at the point of severance, that should cause tuma to pass from the aver to the adam. Gemara says, "Kedam Rabbi Yosef nitazim b'chol kochan." Case where they pulled it out with all their strength, with all their force. Hakanami nitazim b'chol kochan. It's the difference between how the two cases play out. In the case of a leak, you're squeezing it gently, and the water is exiting in a gentle manner. Therefore, it's impossible that the water doesn't touch the leak on the way out, and it's makshir the leak. In our case here, by the Aver HaMedudal, when he rips himself away from the Aver, he rips away at with force, over there is a possibility that they sever without any contact. And that's the difference. Now the Gemara says, just like Rav Yosef says somewhere else, we'll say over here, where is that somewhere else? So he says it on this, they were walking together, and then rain falls on them. Even though they are squeezing out their bigadim, their clothing, they are wringing out their clothing now from the rain that's in it. If the water just moves from the upper part of the beged to the lower part of the beged, they are tahor. We only consider it to be chashuv or a liquid once it exits entirely from the beged. If it leaves the beged entirely, hari makshirin utahorin. Those liquids are makshir, but they remain tahor. So now this is a case where he's squeezing the beged. Rashi says the reason that why, as long as the liquid hasn't exited the beged, that it's considered not to be makshir the kabel tumah, is because it'll be livla b'safa tachtonasho beged. It'll still be reabsorbed by the lower end of the beged. It'll be reabsorbed by the hem. So it's not considered as if the water left it, since it could always be reabsorbed by the beged. So it's only considered to lift the beged when it leaves entirely from the beged. If it's on the upper part, moving to the lower part, it'll be reabsorbed by the beged, therefore it's not considered to be to have left. Tosafot disagrees with that, and he says that the reason that it's not considered to be makshir l'kabel tumah is because it doesn't help him. The water is only helpful once it leaves. That's when he wants the water. He wants the water out of the beged. He squeezes it from the upper half to the lower half. He hasn't accomplished what he wants to get it out of the beged.
Why isn't the kabel tumah?
Very good. Mara's question. That's why these liquids are makshir l'kabel tumah once they exit the beged. He also said that tehorim, the liquids remain tahor. And Tzvi asked the question, what do you mean? Why are they tahor? They came into contact with the beged of a zav and the beged of a tamei mate. Those liquids should be tamei because they touched the beged. Forget about being makshir l'kabel tumah. They themselves should be tamei. The answer to that is, Amar Rav Yosef, and he tazim b'kol chokan. When he squeezed them out, when he wrung it out in such a way that the water exited at high speed. So therefore, at the moment that the water takes on chashivut as a liquid separate from the beged, it's already separated from the beged and it's not in contact with the beged. And that's where Rav Yosef made his original statement, that's nitazin b'chol kochan. They're wringing it out with full force, the water does not come into contact with the beged, therefore the water is b'chiyutan, it can be makshir the kabel tumah, but it will itself not be tameh because it didn't come into contact with the beged, it exited the beged with force.
When it rains, the rain drops on the beged and touches it gently.
Right. But that water was not b'chiyutan at that point in time. He didn't want the rain at that point in time. When it goes into the beged, that rain doesn't have a classification of a liquid yet.
When
he wants it out of his beged, then he's makshivit to make it into a liquid by moving it from his beged. When the rain falls, it wasn't something that he had any makshov on. He didn't have any control over it. Correct. But that's makshir the kabel tumah. This liquid is now have a shame liquid on it. Because he wants the liquid to exit his beged. So he's calling it a liquid and he wants it. A liquid now can be makshir the kabel tumah. Makshirin can be from two sides. He has to want it to touch the item, or he has to want the liquid. Either one of those is sufficient to make it makshir l'kabel tumah. If he wants the liquid, then it will automatically be good to be makshir l'kabel tumah, even if it touches something he doesn't want. The ratzon can be both with the liquid or with the item that ends up being mukshar l'kabel tumah. All right, next mission of Od. Shalan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva also asked them another question. Shuchet hei zvachim b'chutz. Someone who does shchita b'chutz on five different zvachim. Be'el machat, and one forgetting. Ma'u, what's the din? Chayav al kol achat v'achat, is he chayav in each one individually? Or achat al kulan, is he chayav one on all of them? Amru lo, again, they answer him lo shamanu. We didn't hear about this case in particular, but Amru Bishua, Shua does respond, shamati, b'ochel mizevach echad, hey, tamchulim, he eats from one korban, five different preparations of food. Five fin here means platters, but each platter has a different way of preparing the food. Be'el ha'achat, and one forgetting, shu chayav al kol achat v'achat. He's chayav on each one individually, mishum mi'ilah. Because he got hana from Hekdesh, it's five different types of preparations of food, therefore each one of them is considered to be separate. V'roi ani devarim shekal v'chomer, and I think it's a kal v'chomer here. If by one zevach, he's chayav for five different violations, then certainly when we're talking about five zvachim, it should be chayav in each one of them. And Rabbi Shimon lo kach, shalan Rabbi Akiva. That's not the question Rabbi Akiva asked him. Ela ba'ochel notar mechamisha zvachim. Kesu is where he ate from notar from five zvachim be'elam achat, and one forgetting. Mao chayav achat al kulan, is he chayav on one because it's notar? All of them were notar. Oh, chayav al achat v'achat, since they're separate be'emot, it's chayav on each one of them. Amru lo shamanu. Again, they responded, we didn't hear anything about that. Then Amru Rav Yeshua shamati, I heard a case, be'ochel mizevach achat, person who eats from one zevach, be'hei tam chuyin, five different platters, five different preparations, be'elam achat, and one forgetting, shu chayav al achat v'achat, mishum me'ila. He's chayav on each one of them, beginning benefit from ekdesh. For Anisha, the very Kavachomer, now it's a Kavachomer. By one Zevach, he's Fakayab five times for the same violation, and certainly with five Zvachim, and the violation of Tar, you'll be Chayim in each one of them. Amadar Biyakiva, Im Alocha Nikabel. If you have this Bimisora, I'll accept it. Im Ledin, if you're doing this based on a logical argument, Yesh Tshuva. I have a Pircha to that Kavachomer. Amalei Hashayf, Shu says them answer Biyakiva. Amar, Velo, Im Amarta Bimila Shasabat Machil Keuchel, Mila Esserin Chumrot. That not only is the one who eats hekdesh moel, but someone who feeds someone else hekdesh is moel, because he caused the hekdesh to be misappropriated, and therefore he's chayav, even though he's not the one eating it, because he caused someone else to eat it. And in cases where we're not talking about ochel, case of ne'aneh, which is the way you misappropriate hekdesh, you have me'ilah and hekdesh, when it's not ochel, you get benefit from it. So just like the one who benefits from Ekdesh brings Mi'ilah, so too the one who causes someone to benefit from it also is in violation of Mi'ilah. Sirefet the Mi'ilah, l'zman meruba. In addition to that, Mi'ilah has no time limit on it. If you do a chatzi pruta today of Hana, and then a year from now you do another chatzi pruta, there means tarif to make up a single pruta. There is no time frame in which you have to get that single pruta of Hana. Tomorrow notar shim bo achat mig elu. By notar, you don't have any of these items. By notar, first of all, there's a time frame. We know that. It has to be b'gdei achilat pras. Number two is, only the one who eats it and the one who gets benefit from it is the one who's in violation. I mean, obviously, by notar, it's all about achila, not about tana. The one who causes that to happen, someone is machil to someone else, or someone else is ma'aneh, someone else, that doesn't apply over here. So Rabbi Kiva says, I don't see the kal v'chomer. My kasha lei the Rabbi Shimon. What bothers Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that causes him to say that could not be the question that Rabbi Akiva asked? So how can Kachashule? Ma raya the shochet mochel? How can you bring a raya from eating towards shechita? Ma lo choel kshekein ne'aneh? By the case of achila, by the tamchuin, he's getting hana. Each tamchui, each platter that he eats from is a separate hana. And therefore, he's going to be chayav on all of them. That's not true by shechita. Shechita b'chutz, when he set five different animals, there are five different actions of shechita, but still, there is no separate hana'a in each case. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says the cases aren't comparable. You can't bring me a proof from ochel to shechita. And that's why he amends the question to read as a question about hachila, lakach, sholan. This is what Rabbi Akiva asked them. Ochel notar mechamisha zvachim. Someone ate notar from five different zvachim be'el machat. Mau, chaya b'chol achat v'chat, or achat al kulan. Because now he's made the question of Rabbi Akiva revolve around achila, and each achila has hana'af to it. So Amar lo shamanu, we didn't hear about this. Amar Rabbi Yeshua shamati b'ochel mizevach achad mechamisha tamchuin. Pay for one zevach from five different platters that are prepared in different ways. Be'el machat, and one forgetting, shechayav al kol achat v'chat. There's chayav in each one of them. Mishom me'ila. For misappropriating Ekdesh, from benefiting from Ekdesh. For Anisha, the Vrim Kavachomer. I think it's a Kavachomer. Mami Zevach Achad, Shein Gufin Mechulakim. We're talking about one Zevach. We don't have separate entities. Chayav al Kalachat, Ve'achat, you're Chayav on each one of them individually. Mishum Tam Chuyin Mechulakim, because the platters were separate, or because you ate them differently. Chamisha Zvachim, we're talking about five Zvachim, the Gufin Mechulakim. There, where each one of them is a separate Zevach. Lo Koshkin, they should be Chayav. And as the Shita points out, from here, on the Ot Chof here, from Abba Rabbi Shimon until the two dots, you erase from the Gemara because it's just a repeat of our Mishnah and a repeat of what we had just done before. Right, the next sugya of whether Rabbi Yeshua accepted the answer of Rabbi Akiva, I'm going to leave till tomorrow, because that sugya continues on to tomorrow's daf, all the way to the Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop over here.